Here we go. It is Fat to Fit or Else. I am the Stretch Ari. Welcome to another episode. It's a Friday. It is the bonus pod. I don't know how long I'm going to go. By the way, I am back from the death for the second time here in 2 weeks. Remember a week or so ago when I overdosed myself on Ozempic and had massive, massive side effects? Well, I got over it, and it was great. I got over it just in time. I got over it on literally, it was, I couldn't eat, couldn't have anything but bread, and I would, it was awful. I couldn't hold anything down, and it went away on Friday. I was able to start eating again. Then Saturday, we had my daughter's graduation, and since then, I've been fine. So I started back that Friday before the graduation, which was a little over a week ago. Well, a little more than a week ago. Here is my fun little update. On Monday night of the holiday, I'd already recorded the show. Everything was fine. I went to bed at my regular time so I could get up bright and early to go to work. And got up in the middle of the night, and all of that had returned. The barfing, the pooping, the fun explosions from all ends started happening again. And I thought, that's weird. And last time I had dealt with it pretty well and managed to work. I missed a day of work the last time. Well, I went to work on Tuesday, and all day I was rumbling, grumbling. It was not good. I didn't feel well. But on top of it, this time I had no energy, none. And I had a great weekend as far as eating and hanging with my family. Like, I was good. And the whole weekend was coming back with a vengeance on me. And, well, I left work Tuesday, and I went to Downey because I do that on Tuesdays. I go hang out with Ice. I take him for a walk. I visit my parents, and then I come home. Well, when I got there, I became, and I called my mom because my mom is from Alabama. I'm from Alabama. The whole family's from Alabama, and my mom cooks like she's from Alabama, and it's everything's fried. There's nothing healthy. It's delicious and I love it, but it's never good. So I made it a point to call my mom and say, my stomach thing is back. I can only eat bread and some like soup or, you know, broth. And she goes, okay, I'll make that for you, which was cool. I got there. She had like some white toast for me and some chicken broth. And I was like, perfect. And I ate a few pieces and then became like not only painful, but violently ill at my parents' house. And then at that point, I'm an hour away from home because I have to drive home. And I didn't even walk ice. I played with them for a while. Then I told my parents, I have to go. This is not good. And I had every intention of going home and going straight to ER because I was pretty certain at that point. I know I tested about 8 months ago. They were looking for something wrong with my liver. There's always something with me. And they found I had gallstones. So, and I'd never had a symptom. And they said, we're going to take your gallbladder out. And I said, the hell you are. I have no symptoms. You say that, but you're not touching my gallbladder. Go screw yourself. Maybe that's why my doctor left. And so I haven't had any problems. And I started thinking, okay, the vomiting and diarrhea is a side effect of eating badly, which is what happens when you have gallstones. And then you have these flare-ups. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have surgery and they're going to have to chop my gallbladder out. I'm certain of it. So I was so exhausted though. I came home and just said, I'm going to lay down. I'm going to try to take a nap. I just wanted to sleep. I was so tired. And I did. And then I fell asleep through the night and hadn't slept the night before. I stayed up all night on Monday night before work on Tuesday. And I slept for 12 hours. Called work in the morning, said, I'm not coming in. I'm deathly ill. And then went to my doctor and he's like, yeah, no, you got a bug. I'm like, really? It's a bug. I go, you don't think it's the gallstones? Like, why am I asking the serious questions and you're not thinking of this? And he's like, no, I think it's a bug. So he thought I had some type of bug or I ate something. He gave me this cocktail. I've never had this before. They call it a gastro cocktail. And it had some medicine in it, but also they said, you're going to feel weird after you drink this. I'm like, what? What do you mean? And they said, your throat's going to be numb. And it was loaded with lidocaine. And the lidocaine numbed my throat and numbed my stomach. So I'd never had that before, but it was interesting. And then I've been fine ever since. I drank that, came home. Last night I stayed off of food. Today at work for lunch was the first time I ate anything besides toast or soup or anything like that. And I feel good. Tonight I ate a full real dinner. It's just bizarre. So I might have had like a 24, 48 hour virus. It could have been. I don't know. I have no idea what's wrong with me. It is incredibly frustrating. And I missed a day of work again. So I've now missed 2 days of work in the last 2 weeks because of these shenanigans. Oh, man. Speaking of work, the work for this podcast is my friends at Spira. I can't forget my friends at Spira. I haven't bigged them up in a while, but you can always go to Spira.com, get your Spira shoes on, and if you get them, you can type in FIT10 at checkout and get 10% off. I know if you, like, I see all their stuff. I got in trouble from the mean Spira lady for photographing things I wasn't supposed to see when I was there, but it's like, I come to see you. You let me wander around in your showroom. Who's the dummy here? Is it me, the dummy who talks on a podcast and does social media dumb stuff? No. It is you for letting me loose in there with no chaperone. So I blame her. I'm sure I'll hear about that. But anyway, I saw some shoes. There's potential for some other shoes coming out of Spira that I like as much as I like the Wave Maxes, but they're not like released yet. So I'll update you when that happens. But cool, cool stuff. Oh, boy. Look at this. Right now, I have in my hand the Kirkland Costco brand 1,000 milligram vitamin C. It is the biggest jar you can buy. And I take 6,000 milligrams of that a day. And really, what's weird, besides this stomach virus, I've been pretty good at not getting, knock on wood, not getting a cold. I haven't got that yet. So I don't want one now. I don't want to open the curse on myself, but I've been pretty good at not getting that. I started looking for workout stories and the like today. And once again, I see these ones and I just want to be a sarcastic a-hole because, well, that's who I am. And I start going through the stories and I'm looking at them and I see the headline and I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm not even going to click on the story because I'm just going to tell you what you need to know. One says, shedding pounds in middle age could add years to your life, according to a study. I can tell you right now, if you eat less, you live longer. The less you eat, like if you eat just what you need to survive, which is kind of how we're really supposed to in the wild, let's say, live, you're going to live longer. Ever think people lived a long, long time ago? They also didn't have processed foods and they didn't have any of the crap. They basically ate what they got. They killed what they ate or grew their own, you know, fruits and vegetables, whatever they could locally where they were in the world. And that was it. That's kind of what you got. You maybe had sheep and they ate squirrels, chickens, things like that. It was just, you lived a clean, healthier life and you ate a lot less because you weren't just walking into 7-Eleven and getting a 5-gallon soda and some chips. Like, think about this. I'll once in a blue moon, when I'm really on the diet, go into a 7-Eleven. It is next to impossible to get anything in there healthy. You've got all the sodas, all the sugary crap drinks, all the crappy this and that. You can go in there and get a water. Usually, if I'm on a diet and I go into a 7-Eleven and I need some food, I'll get water and some type of a nut. These nuts! And also a beef stick, which is loaded with sodium and isn't the healthiest option, but I'll get some protein out of that, which is better than eating a big bite hot dog, which is going to probably kill me. So they didn't have that. And you eat less, live more. That's all I need to know about that story. I look at that story and I'm like, yep, that's it. Eat less, live more. But there's, you know, they'll go back and milk that study and, well, we did this and this. And it's like, yeah, did you get a few million dollars from the government to do that? Because I didn't, and I just broke it down for you like, ba-bam. Then there was another one. Signs, you were born to be an athlete. If you were in junior high and you were like the first person picked for all the teams, you're probably an athlete. That's all I need. I saw that. I'm like, yep, that's how you know. I was never the last. I always felt bad for kids that were the last. I remember when sometimes, you know, the different times that you pick the teams, like PE, okay, you're the captain today, you pick. And I remember picking kids deliberately that, I know this is going to sound against everything you know about the Stretch RE, but I remember picking kids that weren't the best, that were, just because I liked them, they were cool, they were still my friends. Some of my friends sucked at sports, and I would be like, yeah. I was always, at that level, I was near the top, always. Wasn't the first one picked, there's always those super athletes, but I was always near the top. Like, I was always top 10, let's just say. I know I was, always, as a little kid in my school. And that was a school I went to, which was a small pool. But also, I had an older brother who I played all the sports with and was the official tackling dummy and punching bag of. And that the youngest kid, if you have kids now, especially if they're closer in age, the youngest kid's usually way tougher than all of them, because the youngest kid grew up getting their ass beat and had to be. And then they got with kids their own age and they're like, oh, I'm going to dominate these kids. I'm going to beat the hell out of these kids. My brother and I, the weird thing is, people thought we were twins, and he's 3 years older than me, because we were always the same size. See, my brother's small. The dead one was small, too, but both of them were like 5'9". And then there was me. We don't know how that happened, but my brother, Mark, is not very big, and so I was always the same size as him growing up, even though he was 3 years older than me. But he could beat my ass because he was 3 years more developed. I was just a big kid, and he could still... He was more, there's a lot of coordination in fighting, but I'm telling you, you get your ass beat enough and you get pretty scrappy as the young kid. I have one of our dear friends, they have three kids and the youngest one is a daughter. And I can tell you right now, heaven help the person that ever messes with that little girl, because she is tough as hell from having two older brothers that have abused her for her whole life. Like, it is tough, man. Would not want to mess with that child. Oh, boy. What I got? More dumb exercises. Yeah. I don't want to really care about that. A lot of these are regurgitated as I get into these exercise stories. It's like, really? We're going to regurgitate that one again? Weight loss linked to nerve cells in the brain. A specific group of nerve cells in the brain stem appears to control how semaglutide affects appetite and weight. Semaglutide is Ozempic. That is the Ozempic. And that's what controls it. And I could tell you, my doctor said, oh my God, did you take the, when he saw me, the first thing he said is, did you take that Ozempic again? I'm like, no, I haven't touched the stuff, I swear. I said, I'm kind of afraid of it now. Yeah. God, I'm stupid on that one. It was 100% my fault initially. Here we go. And then they say, this is a good one to know. Vitamin D, incredibly important. Incredibly important in your physical fitness journey. And they say you get it from the sun, but my body, when it stopped making hormones and I went into menopause, they said, yeah, your body doesn't make any vitamin D either. And I have to take supplements every day. I take vitamin D supplements. And it says, if you're a normal person, that you can maintain your vitamin D in the winter when it's, you know, dark and cold and you really can't get out in the sun, just by exercising. Exercising will help maintain your levels. And once again, never a bad idea to supplement some D3. You know, don't overdo it, but just, you know, keep it in your system, keep your levels up, and you should be healthier for the fact of doing that. I got my Tejava. I'm already drinking Tejava again. That's how back my stomach is this time, second time around. If I go down again, I'm going to absolutely crap myself. Literally, worse than I did before. I'm going to shizniz myself because I am over being like this, especially this sickness. Like, barfing is so brutal. It's a good abdominal workout. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. Hey, let's start the anorexia diet. Projectile vomiting will really, really, really work your abs. And I know that because every time I have a vomit attack, The next day, I feel like I've been punched in the ribs a couple of times. Like I have really sore abs from whatever goes on when you barf your guts out. Oh, you know that feeling when you've had about 12 too many drinks. And you go hugging the toilet bowl and you wake up in the morning. You're like, why is my, what happened to my sides? Who, did I get in a fight last night? God, I don't miss that at all. Like having not drank alcohol now in about 10 years I'm coming up on. I do not miss the, oh God, I feel like crap. What did I do last night? And it's good for your body as well. By the way, I'm also having really bad diabetes issues right now as they keep checking my levels because I keep going to the doctor because I keep getting really sick, that my diabetes is out of whack, which is not good. So I really got to get my shit under control. And it's my friend, if you guys ever remember back in the Jack and Stinch show days, I would talk about Dr. Belisa. And when I was on Sirius XM, when I had the Stretch show, we would... Dr. Belisa, my friend, would come on, and she is insane, by the way, and just woman can do, she's just an impressive lady. She'll like, well, I have a practice, I'm seeing patients, and then I'm writing 5 books right now, and then I'm working out, and then I'm teaching breathing classes, and I'm friends with all these fighters, and I consult them, and I get them ready for fights, and I do the mental preparation. You're like, dude, you, calm down. You save something for somebody else. And she would always hound me. I want you to write a book. Stretch, I want you to write a book. And it's one thing I haven't done. I've written magazine articles and written... I'm technically an author, which is insulting to authors because I've written enough that I've been paid to write for, which is crazy to think about. College dropout. Also taught at UCLA, which is insane. Insane. This is all insane. This should never happen to a college dropout. But I've done all that, but I never wrote a book. And she's like, I want you to write a book. And I thought about it, and then I even came up with a title, but I didn't have time. I was always too busy spinning my wheels to write a book. And I'm also not that smart, if you haven't noticed. But I my book was going to be called Everything Bad That's Ever Happened in My Life I Did to Myself. And it was about owning your shit. And it's true. And I could write 500 million examples of marrying the wrong person when I was 21 years old, of money issues I've had throughout my life, health issues that I'm having right now. All of it is done to me by me. And I'm a one-man torture show, and I bet a lot of you are. And I think in today's day and age, especially it seems like with young people, that you always want to blame somebody. Well, like, I'm an asshole because my dad was an asshole. Yeah, but I made a conscious decision. I can tell you this. My dad was a massive asshole, and he beat the living crap out of my brother and I on a daily just about. But I have a horrible temper, and I'm a massive asshole, but I don't beat my kids. I've never beat my kids. Neither one of them. So I made a conscious decision not to do that. I could be, it was my decision to act the way I've acted throughout my life. And it's a true source of just self-reflection. And when I was thinking about that book, I was looking through it and I'm like, man, I've done this. I've done this bad. I've done this bad. All the drunken, dumb shit I've done, that was my decision. I did that. No one ever forced me to drink, or no one ever told me, hey, see if you could, drive your car this fast, or anything. Some of the dumb shit I've done. I'm a dude and we do stupid stuff, and I'm a stupid dude, so I do even more stupid stuff. And a lot of bad things have come from that. And I've done all of those bad things. And no one is to blame but me. And that's what my book was about. So if anybody else wants to write it, feel free to. And then give all the examples of the stupid crap you have done to yourself, or the bad things you have done in your life that have affected other people or people that you care about or have ruined your life. Usually you find the sole person responsible by looking in the mirror. Now, I can say to you, and if you're listening and you have had like molestation in your life or something like that, God bless you. That's not your fault. that is not your fault. And working in rehab, I'd come across people and their entire lives were ruined by either being raped or being molested or abused in some way. And that is not your fault. And that is never anyone's fault. So please don't get it. I know that's when I hear, you know what? I was having a great day, Stretch. And then you said this on your stupid podcast and F you, you're an a-hole. I'll never listen to you again. So I do need to spell that out. There are places and I've, outside of being probably abused by my dad for having my ass beat for no reason a lot of times, that changed. Remember, I'm a giant man and I was a giant teenager that ended very rapidly, but that wasn't my fault for having that happen to me. And if anything sexual or anything like that happened, and I know how bad that is for people to get over, and I've seen lives utterly destroyed by people who are unable to get over it or didn't get the right treatment. So if you've gone through that, like I said, God bless you. It is not your fault at all. And do not attempt to write a book called Everything Bad That Happened to Me Is My Fault, because that would not be it. But when you're just an idiot and you just do stupid shit, step right up and write that book. Your name could be Stretch. So that's where we are. I'm going to get up out of here. It's the bonus pod. I'm going to bounce. It's getting late for me on a Thursday night, which means got to get up early on Friday. Very excited about Fridays because Fridays are for Downey. I will be in Downey at the dog park with my iceberg tonight. He's my best pal, and I'm excited about that. So I will talk to you guys again very soon with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else.